to another edition of the Infinite Loopcast. It's me, Dave, and I'm joined by Aaron.
Hello!
Aaron, how are you?
I'm fine. Busy. Lots of stuff going off.
Okay, we've got Res this weekend.
Yes, I should
You're
be there
going,
on
our roving reporter.
Sunday. Yes, I should be there for one day. I couldn't do all days.
Is that enough time to cover Res?
Probably not. It's probably enough to cover a bit of Res. I could probably go round the whole of Res, but I can't cover individually the games that I'd probably want to speak to.
Right.
Because I'm probably only going to be... I'll try and get there for most of the day, but I'll have my son with me, who's going to be my helper for the day. But he'll want to play some games as well, as bribery for him helping me all day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So hopefully we'll get round it all, but I want to play a few games. Otherwise, it'll just be interviews all day, and I don't want to do that. I want to actually play some games, hopefully, and see what there is.
I think Res is also one of those really...
It should be a bit laid back, but I don't...
And really it's more interesting it. As well.
Well, it's sort of the... The stuff we cover anyway. So even when we go to EGX, we'll still mostly cover indie games anyway.
Yes. Because there are more indie games these days than there are...
Well, they're more interesting, because if you want to find out about the latest AAA game, it is everywhere. The marketing department has made sure it's everywhere. If you want to know about it, it's there. There is so much information about it. Finding these cool indie titles that just don't have the marketing budget that everyone else has is one of the keys. So, yeah. I shall try and hit as many. Yeah, we've got lots. But a lot of them we've already covered.
Right.
So we've covered a whole bunch of these already.
There was one VR one that I noticed that caught my interest, which is like a VR... problem-solving game.
Okay. They're one of the better types of VR game. I'm not sure about shooters.
In VR?
Yeah.
Mm.
They're okay.
Why not?
It's probably me, because I haven't got the space to spin round and jump up and down. And really, you need a decent-sized standing area to at least and do.
I think that would work really well in VR if you've got the right play space.
Yeah, which I don't have.
No, you can't have because you've got the eaves.
It's all to do with the sides of the thing. I can stand up, but my hands cannot go sort of above my shoulders. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really lend itself to shooting. Unless I kneel down for the whole match. And then I get tracking issues. Because I need to mount... What I'm going to do is mount my Oculus sensors on the ceiling.
Oh.
On the slanty roofs.
That sounds swanky.
Well, because then it can point down and get me while I'm near the floor. Whereas at the moment, the desk is getting in the way. I can put them at the edge of the...
Yeah, I have that. If I'm playing at my desk, it can't find my hands if I sort of reach down to pick something up.
Yeah, because you're underneath the desk. You can obviously bring your sensors right to the edge of the desk, but then you've got to angle them down to get near the edge of the desk anyway, so...
You almost need, like, one facing you and one facing your hands. Like, two... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You probably need inside-out tracking as well. Would be great.
Why? Because then when you look at your hands...
Yes, then you can look at your hands and then they're always in... tracking. I think the best tracking will be both. If you can get inside out tracking and outside in tracking at the same time,
all the tracking,
because that's what you need. You need tracking. You need to know where your hands and your feet and everything are. So if you can get full body tracking all the time, really what you need is a Kinect, some inside out tracking, some outside in tracking, and then various other sensors just to get everything. But then you need your PC's going to have to interpret all of that and come up with some sort of strange thing that isn't you, your body doing breakdancing all the time. Which is what I had when I tried to do it all on... I can't remember what the game was called. Alt Space or something like that. There was a there was an early social platform.
Yeah, Alt Space VR.
Yeah, that could be it. There was a early version of that that allowed you to do... It did... What did it do? It did Kinect. It did Leap Motion. It obviously did the normal tracking as well.
Yeah, I was quite impressed with Leap Motion at the Star Wars VR thing.
Leap Motion's fine. The problem you've got is your hands have to be quite close to your face for it to track.
Right. You for it to track fluidly.
Yeah, for it to pick up your fingers. Individual mm-hmm. fingers. Because mm-hmm. it's an infrared tracking, isn't it? And the problem you've got with all the other tracking is Oculus is also infrared, isn't it?
Yep.
So I think they were having issues when I was having the Kinect, the Oculus, and the Leap Motion all on at the same time.
But wasn't that the whole thing with Oculus, that they wanted to do infrared because it can track your fingers, so they wouldn't necessarily need controllers all the time?
Yes. That was the idea, but they don't do it.
Yet.
Well, yeah. I think the idea was that it needed a decent size bandwidth, as in USB bandwidth, and a decent amount of CPU processing power to do it.
Right, right.
And as the PCs were... The minimum spec for VR was quite high. They didn't want to put people off by upping it even more to require it for infrared sensing. So I think that was one of the reasons.
Well, the CPUs are coming down. Like the i7-8700K is currently under £300.
Yeah, I've been looking at Threadrippers.
Are they the new AMD ones?
They are the top line AMD ones. Because you've got the Ryzen,
yep.
which is the I type processor, and then yep. you've got the Threadrippers, which are sort of Xeon type things.
Okay.
So they are sort of like 12 threads per CPU. They're serious.
Per core?
No, they're about 4 threads per core.
Okay, that's still pretty...
That's still fairly impressive. I mean, you can get...
Yeah.
Or are they 3 threads? Because I think... I don't know. It's a lot of... I think some of the higher-end ones you can get... Because there are 8 cores, I think. Some of the higher-end mm-hmm. Xeons.
Uh-huh.
Not Xeons. Threadrippers. So you might be getting silly amounts. 24 cores or 24 threads or something. It was ridiculous amounts. The one I was looking at wasn't that bad. Because it was sort of a medium range Threadripper, and you could change my system over to a Threadripper for somewhere in the region of £900. So that's CPU, motherboard, and RAM, all over to Threadripper. Oh, and cooler, I think it was. So I got the whole thing for about £900. So I reckon, come end of the year, start of next year, they might be down to a decent price that I could actually think about doing it.
Mm.
If I saved up a bit each month between now and the end of the year, by then they'll have come down to meet me. And so I think by the end of the year I might be on Threadripper.
Well, that'd be nice.
Because I was looking at a Ryzen one, because they're dual thread per core, and you do 4 or 6 cores on those.
Mm.
So that'd be quite nice, and they're a lot faster than the current processor. But I thought you're still looking at nearly £400-£500 anyway, even for the minimum one. You're probably looking at £600+ anyway. So you may as well wait and save up a bit more and just go the whole hog and get a Threadripper. So that's going to make encoding videos and things a lot quicker. Because at the moment, if I want to encode a 360 video, even our interviews at 10 minutes, it's still taking an hour or so.
Oh, really? I didn't realise it took so long.
Yeah, just to encode the video. It can take quite a long time. Because you've got to combine all the elements in together and do all the colour matching and things. So it does take a while, and to encode it as well. So, yeah, it does take a while. But obviously I'd just normally leave it churning away and play something on my second machine. I was looking at a graphics card for the second machine today, because it's got a really old AMD chip in it, and I was offered a 960, I think it was, for £90 today. Which isn't a bad price.
That's not a bad price at all.
No.
Where was that?
That was at work. I was just a guy at work on the forums at work. It was just internal. So
okay.
Yeah. He was going to offer it to eBay eventually, but he was just seeing if he could get a quick sale. Because people just post it internally. Because then they don't have to post it. They don't have to deal with anyone else. It's just somebody at work. Just hand over the cash and get the card. But yeah, so I was looking at that, but I thought, no, I'll save it. Let's not spend any money on an old machine that I'd use for...
Let's not be reckless, you thought.
Yes.
Let's be fiscally sound.
Yeah, especially since I don't have a debit card anymore.
What?
Somebody went into my account and spent £400 on a new phone and some other bits.
No.
Yes, so I've...
Identity theft.
Yes, well, card theft, anyway. Card cloning. So I don't know where that happened. So we'll
see. What phone did they buy? Did they at least buy something nice?
I don't know. It was £350 worth of O2, from O2, so...
It could just be pay-as-you-go credit, couldn't it?
I suspect not. £300 of pay-as-you-go credit. Don't know. Maybe they just bought...
Or loads
whole...
of £10 cards or something.
Yeah, and then selling them online on eBay or something.
Yeah, it could be. Could easily be.
Yeah. It's a lot of 35 £10 cards. You'd have thought that'd flag on O2's website, though. Somebody buying that many.
No, because they could just go to the shops, couldn't they?
No, because you'd usually have a business account, because you get an extra discount if you're retail.
Okay.
Because obviously retail don't pay the price that they sell them for. In fact, most retailers don't actually buy the cards.
Right.
If you go into a retail shop, they'll have effectively blank cards there that aren't activated. And the shop will only pay for them when they activate them at the till. Although, I had to buy a pay-as-you-go the other day.
Is that how it works?
Well, that's how SIM cards work. What... typically they do to sell it at supermarkets now is they just basically print off a code on a receipt for credit.
Yes.
And you just type and you just type that code in online and it tops up your card.
Okay.
So that's how that works.
That makes sense. What have you been? Enough of your card fraud.
Yes.
We generally talk about games on this.
We do.
What have you been playing? What have you been doing?
I have to say, nothing particular.
Oh, really? Is that why you're talking about travel?
Yeah. I played some Astroneer. So I played some more Astroneer, trying to get the hang around the new system.
Okay.
The new base building system, and it seems quite cool. You can't build a base and go inside it, but you can now reposition base bits and build little elements, and it's quite fun. It's quite fun. I did have to restart a new save because my old save didn't convert well enough for me to be able to use it. So I think they've got a bit of a bug there, but it's alpha. They've come out of pre-alpha and now they're in alpha. Whatever all these terms mean these days.
Whatever they're talking about.
So they're in alpha, but yeah, it's looking quite good. The research is coming along. Hopefully they'll go into beta soon, but who knows. So I played some of that and getting to grips with that. I played some more Star Citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alpha 3.1's out for that. And there's a bunch more stuff. It's looking alright. There's a few more vehicles and things in it. They're not progressing as quickly as they'd hoped. So we still can't buy ships in-game.
Okay.
So there's not really. Once you've been in and bought some armour and bought some clothing, there's not much to spend your money on. Because I don't think you can change components over in your ship yet. So, yeah, you can buy the components, you just can't do much with it. So they're getting there, but it's slow and steady progress. But they've done quarterly updates now, so hopefully next update there will be more to spend your money on in-game and more to do. And hopefully there'll be more persistence.
Right. So
at the moment, I think if you log off that you're not in a main hangar, you're not in a main base, then your progress is lost and you start again. But you lose all your credits. So your credits are persistent. So how many credits you've got, but the items you have on you aren't if you're not in a main base when you log off. Or crash, in fact. So people have lost all their credits by buying some stuff to trade, getting halfway across the solar system, or the system we're in, to try and deliver the goods to sell them, and the game crashes and they lose all their credits and all their cargo. Because it doesn't save it when it crashes.
That's frustrating.
That is very frustrating. But it is early. It's early alpha. It's a really buggy. It's really not
is there
all there
yet. Is there game in there yet?
There is some game, but not that you can really play. So there is some missions you can do. There is some trading you can do. You can buy guns. You can buy ammo. But you say if you don't log off at the right place, then you'll lose all that.
Right.
But at least there is some persistence now. Before, basically you had to log on, you had to do all your missions. If you wanted a high rep mission, you had to gain all your rep in that session and do the mission without it crashing. Because as soon as it crashed or you logged off, you lost all your reputation and your progress.
Uh-huh.
So it was a bit terrible. But it's getting better. But it is slowly, slowly getting better. They are adding quite a lot of ships. By the time it finishes, there'll be so many ships you can see and interact with. Because I think Elite Dangerous, I think, launched with about 10, 12 ships or something like that. Something small. But they must have about that in there now. And they're adding ships, about 3 or 4 per quarter.
But are they still charging for the ships?
They are.
Right.
Next update or two should see us be able to buy them in-game. So you'll be able to earn credits and buy them in-game. You can't at the moment.
So you can actually...
Eventually, in-game... You can make money in the game at the moment, but you can't buy much with it. You buy guns, ammo, clothing, armour, that sort of thing. You buy ship components, but don't... Oh, no, you can actually fit some ship components to your ship. So you can buy slightly better guns for your ship. But I don't know how well they persist from one login to the next. Because that's still something they're working on. Persistency. So, yeah. But, yeah, they were supposed to have it at the 3.0. We're on 3.1 mm-hmm. now. And they may have ship purchases in 3.2, which is end of June, I think. End of quarter two is the next update. But they may not, they've said.
Committal.
Yeah. Well, basically what they've got is they've got a roadmap and it's all visible. But obviously if things take a bit longer, they get pushed out to the next quarter. At the moment, ship purchases seem to be pushed out a lot. And people are starting to get annoyed with it now. Because in the idea is that really all you need to buy is the base package for whatever. I think it's like £35, I think. Something like that. I bought it for £25, but I bought it back in the, well, back in 2015, I think. Maybe earlier, 2014. But they're selling all sorts of stuff for the game. Hopefully they've get some skin market, so paint jobs and things like that, like Elite have, and make all their money off that rather than selling ships. Because I'm more okay with that. Buy things to make your ship look a bit more blingy and show that you've spent money on the game rather than buy money to skip content.
Yeah, it boils down to that whole Battlefront 2 thing, doesn't it? If they're just putting cosmetic irrelevant things like an Overwatch, people wouldn't really mind.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, if you're buying end-level ships, you're skipping half the content of the game.
I guess as the argument goes, that's entirely up to people. I agree with you that it's ridiculous to do.
Yeah, but some people want to play those end-level ships now and play about with them. Which, if you're in the game now, if you've got the spare cash to just waste on it, that makes sense. Because there's not much to do in the game now, unless you have a variety of ships you can play with.
Mm.
And some of the ships require 4 or 5 people to properly crew. If you're crewing them with one person, you're not going to be very effective with that ship. So it doesn't make sense for everybody in a group of friends to buy the bigger ships. Because you won't be able to crew them all. If I've got 3-4-person ships, we can't crew them all. We can maybe crew one, if I get some friends together.
Right.
So it's pointless buying the really expensive ships, unless it's a group of friends that are buying them together. Or you're buying one for you, and you know you can get some friends together to come and help you with it.
Yeah, we all know how that goes.
Yes. But hopefully it'll all pan out. But insurance hasn't been completely fleshed out yet. So we don't know exactly if you die in the game, what insurance helps you with, how much it protects you, what happens if you don't have insurance. We don't know what the scale is. Mm-hmm. They have said that anyone who buys a ship for real money will never completely lose the ability to get that ship. That will always be there for you. The only difference being is you may have to pay a bunch of cash to get it, whereas some other people may have to pay more if they didn't buy it with real money. Something like that. You'll get a discount because you've bought it in real, with real money. Because you bought it with real money, you'll get a discount in-game if you lose it without insurance. Obviously, if you lose it with insurance, you have to just play your excess or whatever. Your rider or whatever. I don't know what the Americans call it. Obviously, we call it the excess. So you do that in Elite, but you don't buy insurance in Elite. Everyone has insurance. And there's a slight imbalance in Elite.
I thought you have to buy insurance, don't you? There is insurance, but
No, you don't buy it in Elite.
No, it's just there. You've got to have the cash to use it or something.
And basically, you've got to pay your excess.
Right. So I haven't played Elite for a while, but I remember there being some sort of penalty.
But there is different levels. In that, I think everybody gets 90% insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be able to pay 10% of the cost. But because I was an early time backer, I think I get 95% insurance or something.
Mm-hmm.
I get a bit of extra insurance. so I have to pay less because I backed it early on. So yeah, so I think I'll get a bit of extra. But yeah, so yeah, there's all sorts of this, and there's still loads of obbing and ahhing and to and fro of what actually will be in the game, what will make it, what when it will make it. But a lot of people are saying you've got at least a couple of years to go before it's ready yet. But the first person, sorry, the single player version will be out earlier because they're developing two games at the same time. There's Star Citizen and there's Foundry.
One, they're doing a first-person shooter, aren't they?
Well, they're both first-person shooters. They are both first-person games. One is single-player, which is the Squadron 42. And the other one is multiplayer, which is Star Citizen.
Mm-hmm.
But they both use the same ships, the same universe. Just one single-player story-based. And the other one is open world multiplayer. Sort of MMO. So the single player will be out early-ish. At least episode one will be.
I guess it's easier to do a single player because it's a controlled environment, right?
Yeah, you can. Basically, you don't have to put in all sorts of stuff around server mesh, server multiplayer connectivities, persistence across instances and all that lot. You don't have to put an economy in and trading and all that lot. Because effectively you can decide what that player is doing.
Because
you can control the story. You basically say, he's a pilot, he works in the military, he does this, you do that, you do the other. The story progresses like this. And even open narrative branching storylines, they still follow a branch. They're not completely open. Even your open world games aren't completely open. There are a set of narratives there that you follow in a certain order. You can maybe go anywhere, but unless you're doing a set of things in a story in a certain direction, you won't fire later things. Because it's just not written that way. Otherwise, everyone has to. All these open world games have to simulate everybody in the world exactly with their motives and everything, which is a lot to ask of a machine. So, yes, yeah, a story based. I don't know whether this will be that branching because they're doing episodic. So It may branch at various points in the story, but I suspect by the end of the episode, you'll either fail or succeed. If you fail, you have to do it again to get to the end of the episode, or you succeed and get to the end of the episode. There may be a couple of end scenarios, but I don't know. We'll have to see. Because that's how most games work, isn't it? You know, all your Telltale and all your story games, they tend to branch out in the middle, and then towards the end, they come down to two or three endings. At most. I think I've heard of one having 24 endings. I think it's the most I've heard of.
Wow.
But I think that was a fairly sort of an indie game, and the whole premise was that it had lots of endings. It wasn't that it was, you know, there was lots of gameplay in the middle. There were lots of story arcs, but I can't remember if it was a visual novel, actually. Because obviously to do 24 endings, that's a lot of writing you're doing. You're writing 24 stories. Obviously not complete stories, but you're writing 24 versions of a story. And if you want to write a decent length story, that's a lot of writing you're going to have to do. Is it best to do 24 endings in one story or do, you know, six whole stories maybe?
Don't know.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes out. So I've been playing that. We played a bit of Tabletop Simulator. together?
We tried to.
Yeah. Oh well, we got the start of what was it? Zombicide. Was that the game?
Yes, we started to try and play Zombicide, but it was taking us a bit of time to set up and get used to the rules.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. It takes tabletop simulator is great, but it does take longer than playing it on a tabletop.
There needs
to
be more scripting in terms of setting it up. Like, I was upset that Zombicide, which was DLC, not just freeware.
Yeah.
Didn't have more in-depth scripting for setups.
Yeah.
Like it did the tiles for you, but then you had to go and put the doors on, and you had to get, like, you know, I think there's got to be ways of doing that automatically.
It depends how good Tabletop Simulator is, I guess. To how good you can script it. And also it depends on if the guys were, you know, tabletop game designers, maybe their scripting isn't up to what you'd expect for an actual game. But then maybe they shouldn't be, I don't know how much it costs, but, you know, maybe we shouldn't be charging too much for it. But yeah, that was quite interesting. That it was a bit weird on jumping backwards and forwards and turn-based stuff. But yeah, it's quite good. I've also played a little bit of Tokyo Dark.
Okay.
Which
one's Tokyo Dark?
That is it's set in Japan.
Yeah.
In Tokyo, surprisingly enough, and you're a detective whose partner has been kidnapped, and you have to go and solve the mystery. But from what I've gathered so far, you're not sure who's corrupt and who isn't in the department. And she seems a bit unhinged. So I think you're going to have to manage her neuroses.
Take her down.
Well, no. You're the detective. You're her as the detective, and she has some mental issues.
Still, take her down, Aaron.
Oh dear, but that's you. You're gonna commit suicide, are you? Is that your?
It's an option. That. You know what? I feel like that should be an option in more games.
That may be in this game. I have to say, it is called Tokyo Dark. I suspect it is going to go quite dark.
Dark.
Yes. But yeah, but it does look quite bad. There's, all the intro is quite dark to start with. So yeah, I've only played 15, 20 minutes of it. I don't think it's a particularly long game, but I've played up to roughly where I got to at EGX one year. Was it last year? No, it wasn't last year. It must have been the year before. So, yeah. So, I'll continue that. The reason I bought it is because it was on discount on Steam.
Reminded me that I want to play Tokyo 42. Did you ever see Tokyo 42?
No.
It's like an isometric assassination game. It looked really cool. I completely forgot about it. And I think it may have been in a bundle just recently.
Kerbal Space Program's in a bundle this month.
It's in next month, yeah.
I've got it.
I've stopped. I've virtually stopped getting PC games now, just Humble Bundle.
So yeah.
Although I had a bit of an exception this week.
Yeah.
I got. Well, you know what I got? I got Endless Space 2 and Fallout VR. Which I'm quite excited about, really. So, Endless Space 2, I'm working my way through it. 4X games are the type of thing that I should like. It's a bit like JRPGs. Again, it's the type of game that I really should like, and I should play, and I should be into. But then I start them, and I really struggle to get into them. I tried Endless Space 2 earlier today, and I did 8 minutes, and then the tutorial started to talk to me about industrial things not being kept between turns, and my mind couldn't process it at that point.
Yeah, I got to that with Endless Legend. I don't know whether it's one or two. don't know whether there is two for that one. But yeah, I wasn't. It was quite late at night, and I thought, no, I can't.
So that's the
do
thing.
This.
It's just like I am Setsuna. Like it was late at night, and it wasn't late at night. I was just in the middle of stuff. And I thought, oh, I can just nip in and play like a little board game online. But it was too involved, so I turned it off, and I started it again, and I'm starting to get the hang of it. Like I'm paying attention to the tutorial and stuff like that. But yeah, it's quite complicated. I like it, but I think the trouble is I've played a lot of Civ and not a lot of anything else.
Yeah.
So I'm used to Civ, and this is different to Civ.
Yeah.
Which will sound ridiculous, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've played some Anno, though, haven't you? Or have you not played much of Anno?
Anno, no, I haven't really played much Anno.
Okay. Because we were going to play that. We started a game of that a few weeks ago.
Hmm.
I didn't get very far with that. Seems to be our lot to start.
Yeah, we just sort of multiplayer. Nip it away because the trouble is we try and play at the end of the show.
Yes.
But yeah, I need to play that. Fallout VR I got because I really want to give it a go.
See, I didn't get on with Fallout.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think I like the world as much.
Okay.
See, I am more medieval, dark age,
right.
Fantasy sort of.
Oh, I quite like both. I got quite into Fallout 4. I think I got into Fallout 4. I played at least a couple of hours of Fallout 4. Which for me is into a game.
Yeah, you see, my sci-fi is more spaceships and shiny spaceships and running around the galaxy. Maybe dirty spaceships even, but just running around the galaxy and blowing things up, rather than post-apocalyptic sci-fi. I don't know.
Sci-fi stuff.
Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, because I haven't played any more Skyrim VR yet. I keep meaning to boot it up again and have another.
Yeah,
game.
I tried installing that the other day, and it was really weird. It says it's installing, and then nothing actually starts downloading.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know whether that's because I've got main Skyrim installed.
No, because I've got both installed.
But yeah, it didn't want to install.
Oh, that's weird. Because yeah, no. I've got them both installed. And
I wonder if it's like a strange.
There's no workshop
limit
support yet.
On VR or something?
Don't know.
Shouldn't be.
Unless you need to re-authenticate the account. Maybe. Because I've not got anyone's account on here anymore.
No, because I can see your games.
Oh, okay.
So that doesn't make sense, right?
No. Yeah.
It's just very bizarre.
Oh no, I can see your games.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I can see one of your games.
I thought we've been through this and we've got you back on mine.
Yeah.
You might not be able to see mine because I'm on. I'm in Endless Space 2 is running in the background
okay.
On my PC at the moment. Because I was in the middle of the tutorial when we started the show, so I need to.
Okay.
I don't know how to. I don't know how to save.
Yeah, what I'll do is I've got Tyranny installed. I think.
Tyranny's excellent.
I've not played it yet. I got it.
Aaron, get
installed.
On Tyranny.
Yeah, I need some of your games installed so that I can then play it because then it re-authenticates the entire library.
Just start playing Tyranny.
I will do when you're off. Cause
right.
It won't let me play it unless you're off anyway. But yeah, I'll. I need to play that. There's so many games I need to play. It is ridiculous. I have a list here of so many games.
I'm determined now to slowly work through. I'm not like I'm only getting the free games on the PlayStation. I'm not buying any PlayStation games at all, even though I really want Spider-Man when that comes out.
Spider-Man, yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be really good. So I've just ordered Vampyr.
Oh yeah, that has been in development for so long.
Yeah,
I remember reading about it like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah,
and that's the game where you play the doctor who becomes a vampire, isn't it?
Yeah,
and I love that premise. It was And so good.
You're tasked with curing the vampirism and trying to not kill too many people at the same time.
Right.
So how many do you kill? How many do you not kill? How many do you try and save?
Yeah, I loved it, but I couldn't believe when you typed that you pre-ordered it that it still hadn't come out.
Yeah. June, I think it's coming out.
I really hope that it lives up to its...
Well, yeah, because some of their earlier games, because they made Remember Me, didn't they? Game was great.
Which game was Remember Me? Is that the...
That's one where you went back in people's memories and went back in time in their memories and amended their memories.
I played that. Was that a Capcom game? Was it all very orange?
I don't know. It was. I think there was quite a bit of orange there. It's in the library.
I don't think I played Remember Me.
Remember Me. I last played in 2013.
2013?
Yeah. It's when I last played it. Let me just have a look, see if I can go to... Oh, there's a store page.
Remember Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the game I was thinking of. It was Capcom.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
I just remember it being a Don't Nod game.
It might not be Capcom. I'm pretty sure it's Capcom.
I'm just going to put my date of birth in so it lets me go see it, because apparently you're not allowed to see it unless you do your date of birth. I'm just having a look now. It is Capcom. Capcom are the publisher. Don't Nod is the
That is
developer.
Literally from the depth of my memories.
Oh, and Life is Strange is theirs as well. I forgot Life is Strange is a Don't Nod.
Life is Strange is Don't Nod.
Yeah.
Absolutely is, yeah. How do you spell Tokyo?
T-O-K-Y-O.
Yeah,
I thought. Tokyo.
What were we talking about? Remember
Vampire.
Me. Vampire. Yes.
Yeah, so I pre-ordered it. It comes out 5th of June, and we'll see. Hopefully it's really, really good. And hopefully they take some of the story elements from Life is Strange and the characters from Life is Strange, sort of their ability to build characters like that, take some of the gameplay from Remember Me, and then add a whole bunch of extra nice fighting. Because I remember the combat not being great in Remember Me.
No, it got slated for the combat.
Yeah, the combat, the combos, and I don't know.
A very fun game. I seem to remember it being one of those distinct middlewares.
Yeah, I think what I might do is I might play Remember Me again, but actually just stick some cheats on to get past the combat.
Okay.
Because that's how I play games these days.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I feel bad doing that.
See, I don't. If it's a single player story game,
yeah,
I'll just play it as a story. As an interactive story.
I feel like I should play it the way that the developers intended it to be played.
I try, and then if it's proving to interrupt the story too much for me, I then go, well, no, I'm missing the story. It's ruining the story by me being terrible at these games.
Right.
I am terrible at games. At playing games.
No, I'm
the same. I'm getting old.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember my dad saying, I used to play loads of games, but I don't play them anymore because I'm rubbish. And me thinking, of course you've got to be good at games. If you used to play, you could still be... It's not true. I don't really play first-person shooters anymore because I suck. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm so bad.
Huh.
But I am. And I've just found a spare Steam key that I'm going to redeem for Space Hulk.
Ah, cool.
Which will be quite fun, so I'll report back on that next week. I'm trying to think what else I've been playing this week. I have been I played a bit of Burgle Bros in reality, on an actual table with some friends. That was okay. Quite fun. And that's my little burgling game.
Yeah.
Quite like that. I played my first ever game of Pandemic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was on the iOS app. Very good. Very good app. Just a very simple translation of the game to app, which I liked. And now I'm trying to get my head around a kids game called Patchwork, which I want to try and teach to my daughter. But it is a board game as well, but I've got the app.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm working my way through on that. I'm trying to think what else I've played. I haven't really played many PC games. I've been sucked back into Zelda, something rotten. I tried to play some more Xenoblade Chronicles, and all I could think of was, what is in that castle that I'm near in Zelda? You should really go and look in that castle. Turned out the castle was the beginning of a bridge, and it took me a little while to work out how to climb to the top of it, but now I'm up at the top of the castle. I'm shooting arrows at a burning thing to try and unlock something, I'm guessing.
Okay.
But yeah, it's
yeah.
It hasn't gone the way that I was expecting. Sorry, yeah. There is life stuff suddenly happening.
Okay. Yeah. You say I've played some more Sims on the phone. I don't know why, because it is not, there is not that much variety to it.
Right.
But it's actually got me to download The Sims again as well.
Oh,
so
no.
I suspect by next week I'll have played The Sims.
That's even worse.
But yeah, the animation on there is terrible. Because it's even worse. Before, I was seeing animations that were wrong for what I'd chosen.
Right.
So I chose to, I don't know, it says, you know, berate somebody, and then you end up hugging them or something, and it was completely wrong. The animation was wrong for what you'd chosen, but in the end it didn't really matter too much. Obviously on a big Sims game it would matter a bit more, but now I'm seeing glitching animation where just all the polygons just go all over the place and glitch out, and you end up seeing some god awful mess of an animation. It was quite common in Sims 3, but they seem to have fixed it in Sims 4. But yeah, the mobile Sims is now suffering from that. You get glitching people that look horrendous, and their arms goo all over the screen and stuff. What's that?
Uninstall it.
You see, I don't. There's no other game, mobile games that have kept me. So I need to find another decent mobile game that I can play in tiny little chunks.
Teeny tiny chunks.
Because I did download a Harvest Moon type game on there. Seeds or something. But it just didn't really feel right. I don't know. I don't know that I like the touch controls for that sort of type of game.
I don't know. I liked Animal Crossing, but there wasn't enough content on it to keep me engaged.
There's
I've gone
no
off
story,
Simpsons at
really.
The moment. So Simpsons kept me going because they did release story and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't got so excited with it. We've got a giveaway, Aaron.
Have we?
Yeah, because we both got the same code.
Okay.
So people go on Steam, they can redeem Mini Metro, which is LKD80BL4F5YHKPW. Do I need to do that phonetically?
I should imagine people can rewind and listen to it lots of times.
Lima Kilo Delta 80 Bravo Lima 4 Foxtrot 5 Yankee Hotel Kilo Papa Whiskey. I just wanted to do it. I've been sucked it back into Zelda on the Switch. I'm trying to think if I've played anything worthwhile to talk about on the show. I don't think I have.
Yeah.
I think it's been a particularly, you know, when you have one of those moments where you're just, you turn stuff on and then you're just like, oh, I can't be bothered, and then you turn it back off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been one of those, but I'm chomping at the bit to play Tokyo 42, and I can't remember where I saw that it's going to be part of a bundle, or it's there's something with Tokyo 42 at the moment, but I need to go and find out what's
okay.
going on with it. Because it's something that I want to do. So you're going to go to Resd?
Yes, I'll go to Resd. If anyone hears this and is a developer and wants us to cover their game. Even if we've covered you before and you've got something new to say about your game, let us know.
I love that you've got your son as a gopher.
Yeah. Yeah, so he'll be helping me with the sound levels and with the details. So we'll have a lovely little form, hopefully, for him to fill in for each developer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, contact details, that sort of stuff, art assets.
That's what I found out Tokyo 42. Sorry. Yes. Going back through things. Tokyo 42 is free on Twitch Prime.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I think you need the app to play it, but you can redeem it.
So Twitch Prime.
Yeah. So if you've got Amazon Prime?
Yes, I have.
So then you've got access to something called Twitch Prime.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I've just subscribed to somebody today.
Yeah, I generally do it to James to chuck him a sub.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to do it because I think you can only do it while they're live, can't you?
Don't know. Pass.
Okay.
Got no idea.
But I spotted somebody I usually follow online today and threw them a sub. Because I keep forgetting. And it's just a waste. It's money that I could be giving to a streamer that's just wasted. Because if you don't use it in the month, it goes. It disappears.
It just vanishes.
Yeah. So that's some money that...
Do you have to resub every month?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. You have to do it every month. You have to remember every month to go and sub again.
Sorry. I've got Final Fantasy... Oh, in-game loot. Right.
Yeah.
I thought they just gave me Final Fantasy 15.
No.
Which would be phenomenal, right?
Yeah, because they very often you get in-game loot on Twitch Prime. It goes through a lot of times, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna see if I can get some more business cards done for this weekend as well.
Yes.
With right Twitter handles on.
With the right Twitter handle, yeah. Not that I've still got broken ones here.
Yeah, and I think it's. Something else is spelt wrong, isn't it? Is it our email address or something?
Yeah, I think everything's spelt wrong because you did it at like 11 PM.
I did it at a rush and quickly had to send it off because I needed to get it there and back. Like this week, in fact. Because I needed to get it back that week. So hopefully get that done. I'm also looking at some other game-related thing for VR that I shall hopefully announce next week. If I get the time between now and next week to do it.
Okay. How are we doing with our VR shows? Have we found a way to do it?
I am doing lots of YouTube and Udemy courses on how to do networking, Blender, building assets, and general UE4 courses. So hopefully in the next week or two I shall be up to scratch enough to develop as a VR podcasting app.
Awesome.
It may be quite rough and ready to start with, but hopefully over the weeks and months we can refine it into a nice solution. So I've got a bunch of ideas I want to put into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can actually have extra content for if you're watching rather than just listening. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes on.
Very exciting. I don't think there's anything else. Oh, there is something.
Yes.
There is something very important, which is why I'm spinning around now on my desk. There is Splinter Cell Mission coming out tomorrow on Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Okay.
Because it is rumoured that there's going to be a new Splinter Cell game announced at
E3. E3 soon, isn't it?
E3 is... It's nearly June.
Well, we're in April, so yeah, it's a fair way off, but yeah, it's
you
coming.
Say that? When did we get to April?
Yeah. March went through.
Like
quick.
That's been bizarrely quick. It's been disturbingly quick.
Yes. Yeah. So. Yeah, we've got a packed weekend coming up, and yeah, hopefully we'll have some videos out early next week.
I'm really excited because I can't go, so I'm excited to see what you capture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I'll
have
oh, I have.
Brush up
I've been playing. Aaron,
what?
Indie games I've been playing. I finished something on the Switch.
What?
I finished something on the Switch. I can't believe I didn't talk about this.
What was that?
Don't
then?
Turn off the podcast, people. I finished Subspace Circular.
Okay.
It's brilliant. So I was quite enjoying it, I think, last time we spoke.
Yeah.
And I went back to it, and so you're basically the premise is to remind people you're an AI robot sat on a train, and you're a detective, and you're investigating by talking to other robots to get on and off the train, and your interactions, there's various puzzles you've got to solve, and you've got to get to the bottom of the disappearances that are happening in the world of the AI techs. So it's set in the future.
Yeah.
In a world where techs are taking over humans' jobs.
Right.
And techs have started disappearing. There are angry people called the HPC, which are like humans to protect civilization or something, and they don't like techs. So there might be them, there might be other players and things going on in the game. Yeah.
Cool.
Really good.
It's
really,
available
really good.
On other
excellent.
Platforms, I take it.
It is available on Steam.
Okay.
I think that might be it.
That's very strange, then.
I think it is. I don't know if it is out on console.
Because it normally comes to console, other consoles, before it comes to Switch.
Yeah, I've got a funny feeling it is. It is not. I've got a funny feeling it is just out on Switch and Steam. How do I find this out? I suppose I can go to store.playstation, can't I?
You can.
And I'll find out. But the story writing in it is excellent. I mean, it's from the studio that bought you Thomas Was Alone.
Oh, okay, yeah. Although, to be fair, the only really carrying part of Thomas Was Alone was the voiceover.
Why am I suddenly unlocking a load of Gears of War chapters?
Oh, I don't know,
that was really weird. I just suddenly get loads of achievements pop up on my thing.
Has somebody else been playing on your side?
I don't know, I'm going to go and see if those CFDs of achievements have unlocked. No, they're still locked. What did it call Subspace? So it's got the same quality of writing as Thomas Was Alone in terms of
okay.
You're left to find stuff out as you play, and you uncover the story. No, it's not out on there. It's not out on PlayStation.
Oh, that's very
strange. But play on Steam. It is really worth getting hold of. It is one of those games that it doesn't take long. Maybe 4 or 5 hours. And I'm going to play it again at least twice, because I'm hoping that there are branching endings.
Okay, it's under a fiver.
Do it. Is that what it is at the moment on Steam?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely do it.
I'll add it to my wish list, because I've got so many games I need to do. Because I want to finish Valhalla, which is the the cyber boss tending simulator thing. I wanted to play that for so long. I bought it on Itch, and they gave you a Steam code from there, I think. Either that or bought it again on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to play it, and I keep meaning to play it, and it runs on everything because it's such a tiny little game. But I keep meaning to actually sit down and play it, because you've got to remember to do the bartending and work out what drinks everyone wants and what's best for each situation. So I will have a go at that at some point. But yeah, I've got so many games to play. It is just ridiculous, because I haven't played any more of Kingdom Come.
Okay.
Because I just haven't felt like it. I haven't been in the mood.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? And how games work.
Yeah, and if I don't hit it again quite soon, it's going to die and just fall away. In fact, I can't see it on my recent list. of games I've played, which is very strange. It's not been that long. So I'll have to have a look. I have to find it. But yeah, so yeah, there's a whole bunch of games. I want to have another go at Subnautica VR as well. That's the game I want to have another go at.
That was the scuba diving game.
Scuba diving game, but it's available in VR. But it was really not behaving when I last played it in VR. So that. I want to finish Hellblade Senua's Story.
I was going to ask, what's that on?
I've got that on Steam.
Is that on Steam? Because I want to play that.
That's on the Steam library. So I want to do that. I want to play a bit more Fantastic Contraption, which is a VR little building game. Came out when the Vive
came out. Oh, yeah, I know it. Oh, yeah. I know it.
I want to check out Trax again, because they're at Rezzed.
They've got a farm, haven't they? They've just released a farm pack for Trax.
Have they? Oh, cool.
Or it's coming out.
Because I've got it.
Yes.
It's in the Steam library. And also got Trains VR, which is the same but in VR. But Trax is better. It's got a better feel to it.
There is a did you see that there is going to be a train problem game?
A train problem game?
So, like a puzzle game.
Okay.
And the last one that I played was, do you remember Train Yards on the phone? It was a very, very original sort of smartphone game. From when smartphones first became a thing.
Okay, no, I didn't know that one.
I don't know if it's ever been updated to work on 64-bit operating platforms, actually. This is Train Yard. It was by someone, Ricks.
You see, I've got another train.
Look at that, he never updated it. This is, there was a really interesting article in Edge, this month or last month, I forget, talking about how few of the top 50 iOS games are actually still available.
Yeah.
Because Apple don't think about backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
So despite the App Store being designed for games, there are loads of games that are just no longer available. Yeah, Train Yard by Matt Ricks.
Okay.
Is still not rated number 73 in board games.
Okay, Train Valley.
Oh, there you go. New iOS 11 update coming soon.
Ah. Oh. 11 are we on? iOS 11?
Yeah. When that update comes out, I'm definitely downloading that. That is one of the finest puzzle games I have ever played.
Yeah.
It is mind-bogglingly beautiful. So basically, each train has a colour assigned to it.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And there are also... And you've got to get the red train to the red station. That's it.
That sounds like Train Valley on Steam.
Could be. So... And there are...
Tracks and points.
Tracks, but the points, if two trains reach the point at the same time, their colours blend.
Oh, okay. No,
so if you put a red and a yellow train in, you get an orange train out.
Ah, no, this one, if they...
And you can colour split as well, if I remember correctly.
Both hit it, they crash, effectively.
No, so on this one, they merge and they become a purple, like, a red and a blue become a purple train.
Oh, okay.
But then you can also split it, so you could create, and you could duplicate it. So you could make a purple train, then you've got to duplicate the purple train, and then split one of the purple trains back to a blue and a red.
Ah, no, you see, Train Valley is about real-time delivery and switching tracks and getting trains to get to the stations at the right time without crashing them all, and, backing trains up, and, just a real-time lane track and... Switching points game. Okay.
So I like the look of the I think it's called Locomotion at Rez. I really like the look of that.
I'll have a look, because I'll have a look at Trax again. But the developer of Trax, doesn't like doing interviews.
So go give Locomotion some airtime.
Yeah, I will do. Because the guy at Trax, we end up doing the publisher rather than the developer.
Okay, just doesn't like the publicity.
He doesn't like talking to camera, so...
It's a bit like the guy who designed Bertram Fiddle.
Yeah.
Was really happy to chat with me on email, but just didn't want the publicity.
Yeah,
there
it's
you go.
Annoying.
Epica is the VR puzzle game.
Okay, I'll have a look at it.
EPYKA. That's the one. And there's another game called Flipping Death that caught my attention.
Okay.
Where Death has gone on holiday.
Yeah.
And you've got to try and solve the problems to let the ghosts go.
Okay. So I quite liked Death is a Desk Job. That sounded like quite a nice thing from the Transistor from last year.
Mm.
We did an interview with them, but the whole thing seems to have disappeared.
Yeah.
So I can only assume they didn't get any awards and have had to fold. They
right.
couldn't keep the budget going.
Right, right.
Which is really annoying. Because that did, you know, because you're basically going off reaping souls. And it was all of Death Simulator. Desk Simulator. You know, deciding who should go to heaven, who should go to hell, and that sort of thing. So that was quite fun. But, yeah, unfortunately that didn't make it.
But, yeah, I want to play Locomotion. Looks great. It looks a bit like Monument Valley in terms of that sort of isometric square
okay.
shape, but it's obviously a puzzle game trying to do a thing.
Yeah, well, we'll do as many as we can. I'll try and do them quicker this time. So I have a plan of how to do them quicker. How to get the content recorded quicker. The problem being is I am not so good at interviewing. I'm not as comfortable doing the interviews as doing the techie stuff.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see how well it goes.
We'll see, folks. Don't forget EGX is coming up.
Oh, yes, EGX. That's.
I will be there.
Yeah, you're going. You're doing the interviews this year.
Oh, yeah.
So come July, we'll start pimping out for interviews for that.
If people want to book in at Res and they know they're going to be there at EGX.
Yeah, well, or.
You can do that.
Yeah. If you want to do that, or, yeah, let us know. I'll take some bookings. We'll see.
Yeah, because there's a lot of these indie games that I. Windlands 2! Like, did you even know? I didn't know that got announced.
No, I didn't, but then.
And it's going to be playable at Res.
Yeah.
And I loved Windlands 1.
I know you did.
But this one's got people. Have you seen it?
No, no, I've not seen it at all.
Oh, there's people and it looks like there's combat.
Ooh.
And it looks like there's swinging. Bow and arrow and stuff.
Oh, bow and arrow. It's a VR game. Of course it's going to be bow and arrow.
Yeah, I think, but again, it worked really well with the whole swinging thing.
What was I playing the other day? Oh, Skyrim. Yeah, that was it. I was saying, what VR game was I playing? Bow and arrow, the other... Yeah, it was...
That VR's really cool. I need to play some more VR, but I just can't be bothered at the moment with VR. I've got to put on a headset and it's just a bit faffy.
Yeah, I want to find somewhere that I can set up this PC so I can actually do room scale.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be really nice. I have faith in you finding a way.
Well, I'm hoping I can somehow convince the wife and the kids that I can put the PC in the playroom and find some way of putting it in there that the kids aren't going to trash.
Mm.
We'll see.
But you need to get. I'll tell you, you need to get installed by next week. We should try and give it a go. Is a Township Tale.
Township Tale.
Which is
the VR
MMO.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've got the alpha invite. Because I did actually go to the website and request a key. I just haven't downloaded and installed the program yet, so I'll get that done. We'll play that for next week.
Oh.
Okay. I think that's it.
I think that is it as well. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of here. You meant to say bye. Oh no, you want me to do the Twitter stuff, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You can follow Aaron at AaronHUK. You can follow me at Fleishy. You can follow the entire show at The Loopcasters. You can email us at theloopcasters@hotmail.com. Please get in touch with Aaron for anything about Res. And Aaron will see you at the show, and I will hear all about it next week. See ya.
Bye.